Get real advice about anything from two women who've experienced a lot of life. They want to share their joy and knowledge of life with you. These two women are young enough to remember and old enough to know. Here's your hosts, Pam Gray and Rochelle Alhadeff.
Welcome to Chat with Women. This is Pam.
Hi, this is Rochelle.
Well, we're excited to introduce our next guest, and her name is Dr. Leah McNeil, and she graduated in 1994 with a doctorate in naturopathic medicine from Bastyr University. And in 1990, she received a bachelor's of science degree in nutrition. She has a family practice with the emphasis in women's health and pediatrics. Dr. McNeil uses nutrition, vitamins, minerals, and botanical therapy as some of the treatments in her practice. She also emphasizes the importance of proper diet, exercise, and sleep. By restoring our basic needs of food, water, exercise, and rest, a lot of disorders and diseases can be eliminated. Welcome, Dr. Leah McNeil.
Good morning, Pam and Michelle.
Good morning. Nice to have you.
We're very excited to have you join us because I know our listeners out there love naturopathic doctors. I happen to personally believe in them as well. I do go to a naturopathic doctor. So first of all, let's ask, what is a naturopathic doctor? Because I know there are some people that still say, what's the difference? Is it the Western? Is it the Eastern? What is the difference? Can you explain it?
And I am surprised that there's a lot of people that don't know what naturopathic medicine is living in this area.
Mm-hmm.
And naturopathic doctors do go to medical school.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people, I've actually had people ask me, is it a two-year degree?
Well, it's true. We don't really know. It's true.
Yeah. I mean, we have all the same training that medical doctors do in the first 2 years. We take anatomy, physiology, biochemistry, all the same basic science courses. The last 2 years of medical school is where we differ. Instead of just having pharmacology as our main source of healing people and learning about what we do, we have nutrition, homeopathy, botanical medicine, some physical medicine, and a whole host of natural therapies. We are trained mostly as family practice physicians.
Mm-hmm.
There are some extra credit classes you can take in pediatrics or homeopathy or physical medicine, so you can do a little bit of extra focus. But most of us are family practice doctors over the course of our training. We don't have residencies that are available to us like medical doctors do.
Okay.
There are a few that are, actually there's a lot more than when I was in school. Bastyr University at their clinic offers some residencies, and then there's some other doctors that we can do residencies with, but they're kind of few and far between. So that's one of the bigger differences. And most of us go into private practice. We don't have hospital privileges at this point. And Washington State is actually probably one of the most liberal as far as how our licenses are. We can prescribe some antibiotics. We prescribe hormones. We can, well, at this point, we can't prescribe testosterone. But I've actually had people ask me that, if we can prescribe that.
But can you natural testosterone?
No, we can prescribe DHEA, which actually DHEA is over the counter, so anybody can buy that.
Right.
But estrogen and progesterone we can prescribe.
But not testosterone?
Not testosterone.
Why not?
At this point. It's a steroid, and it's much more controlled. I mean, it's. I don't usually give women testosterone anyway. And
right.
I've had men actually come into me saying, I heard you prescribe testosterone and growth hormone. And I'm like, no, not at this point. It's possibly changing that we will be able to.
Mm-hmm.
Our law has been supposedly changing for the last couple of years. But at this point, no, we can't. I try not to use those things anyway. I try not to use, not that I don't use hormones, but I try not to use like antibiotics and prescriptions if I don't have to, because there's so many other things we can do.
Well, that's what we want to talk about today, all the different things that we can do. But why did you decide to become a naturopathic physician?
Well, most of my life I have spent seeing different doctors myself.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a young child, I had encephalitis and I developed epilepsy. And so I saw many neurologists throughout my life, and I saw a lot of medical doctors that would come into the office to see me. They'd have their hand on the door, my chart in their hand, and they'd say, how are you doing? Do you need a prescription? Okay, here you go. Bye. And so it was just never focused on who I was, what I really needed, natural remedies or anything. And so over the course of my life, I learned there's so many other things I can do. And I actually went to the degree of having brain surgery to correct my epilepsy about 10 years ago. And it was a big step for me, but it changed my life. And I learned as a doctor what type of doctor I wanted to be.
Right.
I learned from medical doctors, I guess, that
seeing what you saw and not wanting to do what they did and making it better.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And I've never been afraid to tell people, you know, a lot of my patients know that I have, I don't know if I say I have epilepsy, I had it.
Mm-hmm.
And I still take low-dose medicine for it.
Mm-hmm.
But I also do a lot of other herbs and fish oils and different things to help keep my nervous system healthy, to help keep myself healthy. I know my limits. And I share that with patients because there's a lot of people out there on medicine that don't think they can do anything else.
Well, this is why one of the things that Rochelle and I think is so important is, you know, you go to a doctor and that's what they do.
Yeah, that's all they
know. They feed you a pill. They don't go to the source to correct a problem. They feed you the pill. Okay, for instance, cholesterol, high blood pressure, things like that. Well, we all know that through diet and exercise, you can, in fact, lower that. Now, I'm not saying there's anything the matter with taking that pill.
Right.
But you also should have that alongside with the exercise and the diet. You also are a nutritionist, isn't that correct?
Yeah, I have my undergraduate degree in nutrition.
So you really are an advocate of eating right.
Yeah.
You know, getting the good rest and the sleep. But you also do the right things.
Most of the time.
Well,
I mean, I do like my coffee, and I live in Seattle, and I have chocolate and stuff like that, but I'm also a realist because I know that there's times when those kind of things are not good for people,
right.
And if it's affecting me in a negative way, I'm not going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's where I like to be real with patients. I mean, there's a ton of patients that come in and sit down with me, and they eat McDonald's, and they eat food like that all the time. That's what they know. That's what they grew up with. So let's try and shift their diet, not to a vegan, vegetarian.
Right.
You know, you're not going to have any of that. But let's, like, start with having them eat the healthy food at McDonald's, if there is such a thing.
There is. They have good salads. They have good salads.
Yeah. I mean, see, that's
where
the
shift is. And I think they serve milk.
They serve water, too.
There you go.
So that's the hardest shift for patients to make is diet.
Mm-hmm.
I could easily give them a pill, but diet is hard.
Well, you know, because we were raised a certain way, and we have in our mind a certain way, you know. Actually, the way I was raised was meat, potatoes, and vegetables at every meal, you know. And now
exactly.
I don't do that anymore, obviously. But, you know, things have changed, and we're smarter now. I think that's what I think is so important for people to listen to, is we're smarter about what we do need to eat and what rest we do need to have.
Exactly.
From doctors like yourself, so we should pay attention. If we're not feeling great, then we need to pay attention.
Well, you had said something when we had chatted with you. If the leaf of a flower is brown,
right?
You don't just treat the leaf, you go to the root.
Exactly.
I loved that.
I did, too.
I thought that was like, oh, that was really clear.
Which is, in a sense, you treat the root cause, not the symptom.
Right.
I mean, sometimes you have to do a basic symptom treatment. You know, if someone comes in sick with bronchitis or whatever, you treat that. But at the same time, you're looking deeper in why their immune system's weak or, you know, what's going on with their life. Not just handing out a prescription for your cholesterol because it's high, but why?
Right.
You know,
that's so important. Why? Asking that question.
Now, you do physical exams and you do an extensive blood work, don't
you? Yes. Yes, we do.
I love. Tell us about that, because I found that like really interesting.
Well, when I have a patient come in for a first office call, I ask them when the last time I had blood work done, and quite often it's been a year or two, or oh, I've never had it done, you know, that kind of thing. And so I always want to make sure I have a good basic chemistry picture on what's going on with the patient. Like, I'll have a complete blood count done, which is red blood cells, white blood cells. I have a chemistry profile, which is liver function, kidney function. I check thyroid on everybody. I also look at inflammatory factors like sed rate and C-reactive protein.
Okay, back up. What's that?
Sed rate and C-reactive protein.
Sedimentation rate is a chronic inflammatory marker. Now, most doctors wouldn't check that, but there's inflammation is kind of a hidden problem.
Right,
it can cause
absolutely.
All sorts of problems long term.
Right.
Can it? Like if you have a bursa in your hip, that can be a long-term challenge?
Well, you might not have symptoms of it yet. Maybe you have the inflammation in your body, but you're not showing symptoms.
Oh.
So you're testing to see if you have inflammation in your body.
Right. Preventative medicine.
I like that.
We treat diseases long before we prevent them. Well, it's the medical profession will treat you when you have symptoms of
the
disease.
Right, because you don't go in until you have symptoms,
usually.
And that's
how we've been raised. Right. We're raised like, okay, you wait until you get hypothyroid.
My hip hurts, and all of a sudden, there I am, and now they can't figure out what it is.
Right.
I like this, Dr. Leah.
But it's hard for people to come in when they're not sick and prevent things. You know, you want to look for any type of problem.
You know, we do physicals, right? I mean, you know, we do physicals. What you're offering is you say, okay, come in. I'll give you a physical. Obviously, you do that. Mm-hmm. You do this extensive blood work. And then you say to them, okay, these are the things I see that you need.
Right.
So we're going to water this plant before the leaf turns brown.
Exactly. Exactly.
Nice.
And we look at lab differently.
Very nice.
We look at the lab reference ranges differently.
Right.
A lot of times,
most
labs set their reference ranges at whatever they're going to be. But as naturopaths, most of us tend to narrow those reference ranges to optimal ranges, and we're looking for things that are changing in your blood work before you develop disease. Like thyroid's a great example.
I love the thyroid example.
It's a great example. Many, many women and men will show normal thyroid on their lab work, but they'll have all these hypothyroid symptoms. And hypothyroid is far more common than hyperthyroid.
And what's the difference?
Yeah, right.
Hypothyroid generally is you can have weight gain, dry skin, your hair. You have hair loss, you have fatigue, sometimes depression. For women, they can have heavy menstrual periods. And like I said, it's weight gain comes on without, it's very hard to lose. Hyperthyroid is kind of the opposite of that.
Oh, that's true.
You can be really thin. You can be... some women get the bulging eyes, you know, it's like they're just wide awake all the time. They can't sleep, insomnia. It's the opposite. And that's not as common.
Right.
Generally.
Right.
So thyroid's a big one that I've treated, and I've seen a lot where lab is normal, but...
Well, I think, why don't you give some symptoms, because I've gone to my, doctor, and they've said, you're just fine, because I've heard this from so many women. I had my thyroid checked, and the doctor said it's fine.
Exactly.
What are some of the signs? You said dry skin. You said, what's some of the
dry skin, hair loss, constipation, weight gain, fatigue is a big one, depression. That's not related to...
Something going on.
Yeah, something major going on. Those are the big ones. And for women, heavy periods.
Okay.
Now, sometimes women will have just one or two of those. Sometimes they'll have all of them. I have some women that say, my hair is just falling out all of a sudden. I'm tired. So it just might be that.
Yeah.
They don't have to have all of those.
And you hear that. You hear that. And then you say, okay, we better check your thyroid.
Yeah.
Well, let's hold that thought because we need to take a break. This is Chat with Women. When we return, we'll be talking to Dr. Leah McNeil.
Girls out of sight,
Hi, this is Colette, founder of Caladora Skin Clinic. I created Caladora out of my own personal pursuit for quality skin care. With all the cosmetic advancements, from Botox to peels and lasers, there are many treatment options that can help you erase the signs of aging. The question is, which is right for you? No one's skin is the same. That's why at Caladora, we take a customized approach by delivering a comprehensive skin plan to achieve your desired results. We are committed to providing the best in medical skincare. InStyle magazine named us one of the top laser clinics in the country, but our greatest accomplishment is in our client satisfaction. I invite you to come enjoy a complimentary skin analysis so you too can understand how to achieve healthy, vibrant, youthful skin.
Call Caladora today to book your complimentary skin plan and $85 value. 800-750-0772. Caladora Skin Clinic, Bellevue, downtown Seattle, Redmond, and University Village. Caladora.
Dream me into a garden of delight.
You are listening to Alicia Clemons. To buy her CD called My Effing Thunder, go to www.alleciaclemons.com. Alicia Clemons. May the source be with you.
Your skin. It covers you, cools you, protects you, Return the favor with skin restoration treatments from Avanti Skin Center. Avanti Skin Center clinicians can eliminate unwanted hair, restore, repair, and soothe damaged skin, and tighten areas like stomach, neck, and face, bringing out the healthier, better-looking skin within you. Call Avanti Skin Center of Federal Way at 253-945-SKIN to schedule a free consultation or go to avanticenters.com.
Presenting from the heart of the Yakima Valley, Apex Cellars, producers of delicious Washington State wines. Apex Cellars specializes in award-winning red wines, Cabernet Sauvignon, Merlot, and Syrah. They're equally famous for their Chardonnay and dessert wines. A boutique winery producing world-class reserve caliber wines, Apex Cellars also produces exciting wines under the Apex 2 and Bridgman labels. Available in fine restaurants or ask for them at your favorite wine merchants. For more information, go to apexcellars.com or call 425-889-9463. Must be 21 or older.
Bringing you fresh perspectives every day. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Gonna show me tonight, yeah.
Welcome back. You're listening to Chat with Women. I'm Rochelle.
And I'm Pam.
And we're grooving to Neil Diamond. Thank you, Benny. Joining us this morning is Dr. Leah McNeil, who is our naturopathic doctor. And we left at break talking about hair loss. And during break, I said, well, my hair falls out, but I'm falling out from natural. It's not like it's clumps of hair. We should explain that. So you're more concerned when it's like, clumps.
Large amounts. Mm-hmm. I mean, we all lose a certain amount of hair each day. I don't know the exact number of hairs, but there is natural fallout. But this is like you just having lots of hair coming out. And I mean, usually that's coupled with other symptoms, though.
I was going to say the tired, the dry skin.
Cold is also one. Women, but it's men too, but you can be excessively cold or more so than usual. Other people around you are wearing a t-shirt or whatever, and you're freezing. You know, so because our thyroid controls our temperature, our body temperature. So that's a big factor.
So what if you get really hot?
As the women are fanning themselves in the studio. Well, Jamie brought up a good point also, which is you basically are you work in like a team setting in that you also will refer someone to somebody else.
Yeah, absolutely.
A cardiologist.
A cardiologist.
Yeah. I have a cardiologist and rheumatologist and osteopath and other doctors I work with. So if I am finding something that's a little bit unusual with the patient, or they have questions about getting their joints checked because they're worried about arthritis, and I have people I will send them to. I mean, I know my limits. There's definitely things that I don't know everything, so I will send them off to other specialists. And even other naturopaths. I have a friend who's a naturopath, and he works just with kids doing homeopathy. And so if I have a child that I know needs a homeopathic remedy, constitutional homeopathic remedy, then I'll send them over to them, so to him. So it's just, there's lots.
Well, what I'd like to have you do now, Dr. Leah, is actually, if I'm listening, I'm thinking I want to call you. So let's give out your phone number and your information so that they can get a hold of you.
Well, I'm in Bellevue, and my phone number for my clinic is 425-452-9366, and it's Arbor Health Center, and that's my address
Well. Please.
It's 2025 112th Avenue Northeast, Building 2, Suite 300.
Now, Rochelle and I went to your office, and which we do as Chat with Women. We have to go make sure that the person that we're representing, you know, is somebody that we would go to. And what I felt, and I know Rochelle agreed, is that we felt that, you know, it was like, I'm going to get taken care of because you've got, you know, your office and everything is in there. So it's like, you're going to give me more than 5 minutes because you're not running to the next room.
Right.
You're in the room with a us. It's your room. And I think that's, I'm going to say to you, my biggest complaint about doctors, and I don't care if they're a naturopathic doctor, a regular doctor, what, a dentist, I don't care what, this 5 minutes of, you know, out they go. Right. I feel always like, well, but I didn't get my things that I needed answered, and I didn't feel like I got, you know, my money's worth. So I think it's important for people to understand that you're going to give them the time they need.
That's important. And I spend an hour, sometimes more, with the first office call, because I'll tend to go over sometimes. But it is important to hear the patient, to listen. And because quite often you'll tell me what's going on with you. You might not really think you are, but you're telling me with your symptoms and your life story. And that's important for me to hear, because I know a lot more about you, not just your rash you have on your arm, you know, or something. Right. So that's important.
I always have the tendency of walking in and forgetting what I came in about. Hi!
I write it down.
I
go in with a list.
Yeah, that's important.
When I go to the doctor, I mean, I keep a list and I write everything down. I don't care if they're stupid or not. I'm like, okay, I have an itch on my finger. Mm-hmm. What is that? Right. Should I be worried about this? Is this? I mean, I have to have a list.
Well, we go from
smart.
I
think that's smart. I do. I like that, because I get like, oh, it's okay. I'm all right.
Well,
I just have a little fever.
I just get really frustrated, though, because I'll go in, and I'll use myself as an example. I've had a swollen finger for I don't know how many years. I'm trying to get you know, everybody to heal my finger. I've had x-rays. And I've been checked for arthritis. I don't have anything. Nobody can give me any answers. You know how sick and tired I get? I don't know why you have a swollen finger. So, you know, but I would feel better if the doctor would spend a little more time talking about maybe, I think it's been.
It's too much muscular work with that finger.
And so it is kind of humorous right finger. But in another side of all of this that's so funny is anything that's wrong with me is on my right side. You know, and so some doctors will say there's the female side and the male side.
Right.
You know, so you hear all this stuff. Okay, just fix it. You know, that's but there isn't always answers. And that's the other thing for patients. Don't give up. Keep going and trying to find the answer. And a naturopathic doctor is going to take the time to look at, like you said, the roots. That's
right.
Mm-hmm. That, you know, because what's going on? I have an inflammatory thing. Obviously, I also had shingles, right? So obviously I have an inflammatory something going on in my body.
She checks for that as
I know
you come
nobody's
in, which is
checked
good.
That before for
See,
me.
See, that's very good.
Maybe
that's,
I would have caught those shingles.
That was
before
an
they
uh-huh.
came.
Can you catch that? Like, for instance, can you catch a shingles
before they happen?
Not with shingles, because it's a virus and it lives in the nerves. And it's, I mean, it can be brought on by a bunch of things, but it's not like you can catch it ahead of time by looking at your blood work. But inflammation, like I mentioned, you might not have any symptoms going on, but you have high inflammation. And so
you're going to have something
could
soon.
Come up. Exactly.
Yeah. Well, that's I want to ask, what's the number one question that you get asked by patients?
A lot of patients that have come in, first office call, and I ask how they heard about me. And I say, now, do you know what naturopathic medicine is? Because they're like, well, I kind of do, but I don't. You know, and I tell them what my education is, because most of them don't really have a full understanding that
we have
our doctorate and we're in medical school.
That's exactly right.
You know, so I explain all that. And then they ask me what kind of things I can prescribe. Those are probably two of the biggest things. And because I can't prescribe antidepressants and
Valium.
Yeah, I mean, those kind of things, at least.
But you don't want to, really. You want to get to the root of the problem.
Right. I mean, they're there if we need them. There are other states that can do full prescribing.
Really?
But Washington can't, and that's okay. I'm fine with that. Because there's so many other things to use.
Yeah, isn't there an herb that you can take that calms you down?
Oh, there's a lot of things.
Right.
There's a lot of things. There's some herbs I use for high blood pressure. There's some herbs I use for cholesterol. You know, there's all sorts of things. The hardest part, though, is it takes a little longer.
That's exactly what I was going to say. That is the challenge, I think, is that we are conditioned to go in, say, okay, I've got this thing going on. Okay, they prescribe something, give you something, you go away, and you think you're going to solve it.
Right.
And that is the challenge, is changing your mindset and sticking with the plan when it is going to take longer. It's going to take more discipline.
Exactly.
We're already not disciplined.
Well, we want everything fast.
So you're like, lose interest in the treatment. I mean, that's part of the challenge is getting the mindset to follow the instructions.
You're right. And that is the hardest thing. And also the education to the patient on what it is that's going on in their body. Because a lot of doctors say, you have high cholesterol, here's Lipitor, or whatever,
right.
and go away. But the patients don't really understand why
mm-hmm.
they have high cholesterol
mm-hmm.
or how to
exactly.
fix it or how to change it. And no, it's not diet. Diet is maybe 15 to 20% of that cholesterol number. If your
really?
Cholesterol is 200, only about 15 to 20% is controlled by diet. The rest is by your liver.
Oh.
So it's we need to shift how our liver is making it.
Okay, that was an aha. Uh-huh. Cholesterol is liver?
Oh, cholesterol is totally, it's made by the liver. And actually, cholesterol is the backbone for every hormone in our body. So we need it to make our progesterone and estrogen and DHEA and all those things. But it's overproduced sometimes, either by genetics or stress.
So you go to and treat the liver.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Wow.
That's
very interesting. Which is what all the other statin drugs are doing, too. They do that as
that's
well.
That's very interesting.
Well, it's very interesting. And also something you said, when we're winding our, mm-hmm. our segment up, but one thing that you said that I thought was so powerful is you said, you know, this is all about what you're trying to do is you're trying to help people live a healthy life through diet, rest.
Yeah.
I thought that was so, you know, and what is all of that? And as over the next, you know, few months, we're going to be talking about all this. You know, what can we do? How much do we, you know, what should we eat? What? How much rest? How much do we need? Is 6 hours enough? Is 7 hours enough? You know, what is it we need? How much water do we really need?
I
have to give this water.
Oh, do it. Okay, this is great. This was like, you should have seen Pam and I. First, let me set you up.
Okay.
We went to chat with Dr. Leah, and we're sitting in the office, and we're chatting, and all of a sudden, both Pam and I, we flew out of our chairs. We almost attacked this poor woman. Are you kidding me? Tell her why.
She says, you know, we're talking about digestion, and she said, you're not supposed to drink a big glass of water or a bottle of water with your meal. We went, what? I mean, she's, no, you won't digest your food. And, you know, everyone goes to me, well, you didn't know that? No, I didn't know that.
I didn't
and
know
you
it.
Listeners, do you know that? Drink it a half hour before.
Right.
You're supposed to still drink your
or
8
or 10. Or in between meals,
or
ideally.
In between meals, but do not drink it with you. You can sip.
You can sip.
Yeah, you can sip your water.
And listen, that to me was huge.
Huge.
I mean, how old am I? Never mind. I cannot believe that I didn't know that.
How does it stop the digestion?
It dilutes your hydrochloric acid. And so for people who are
breaking the food down?
Exactly. Mm. Hydrochloric acid and pepsin in our stomach. And if you have digestive problems already, like heartburn especially, or irritable bowel or something, you don't want to dilute the stuff that you're already having problems with. So drinking your water in between meals or other liquids, I should say, is better. But we've all been
except for wine.
Yeah, can
wine
I have wine?
Wine?
I was just thinking that.
Can I have wine?
Where are you? Oh, the two of you.
This is your HDL, actually.
Yeah, see? Did you hear that?
Say that again.
So wine is good.
It's wine is good for HDL.
Oh, you're both in tandem.
You're healthy, not the lousy.
See how smart we're getting.
The red wine is actually better for that.
Very
good.
Now, I just want to just bring in two things. First of all, you are insured.
Yes.
So if I have an insurance, I can come to you and my insurance will pick up some of the charges.
You need to check with your plan. In Washington State, insurance companies do cover naturopaths. And we usually suggest that you call your plan. Sometimes our front desk will also check.
Okay.
But it's good for you to call because even if I am covered by that insurance,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
each plan is going to be a little bit different on how it covers me. So that's important to look at.
All right.
Can you give out your information one more time? Because our segment is up. We're going to take a break, but I want to give out your phone number and your information.
Sure. My phone number is area code 425-452-9366.
And I want to say to everyone, listen, if you're driving, you go, what was that?
Mm-hmm.
Go to chatwithwomen.com. And Dr. Leah McNeil is on our homepage. She's going to have her tips on there, all these things we're going to talk about. So you don't have to worry if you missed it. You can get the information, and you can always come and listen to the archive show.
That, too. And also, you're going to be doing weekly tips when you're not doing the 20-day segment with us. And also, we should point out, you'll be able to start taking calls from our listeners during the segment.
Yes.
If they've got a question, it's a burning question, that they just can't seem to, you know, figure out. They'll be able to call in and, you know, you can help them over the air and then see them in the office.
And she'll be at the chat party.
And she'll be at the chat party.
So they can come and meet her as well. So anyway, everyone, listen, give Dr. Leah McNeil a call. She's fabulous. This is Chat with Women. We're going to take a break and we'll be right back with Acres of Love.